Alan, you and Dove can take a minute to get set up or hang on or meet each other or something.
Hey Ed, it's Ben Kelson. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, Bokshan. Are you guys? Are you going to record this?
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Amazing. Thanks.
Whenever you're a co-host, you're unmuted.
How you doing there? How you doing? How are you?
Hello, Rob Neuberger. I don't want you looking into blank screens, so I figured I'll show myself.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much. The first thing I do, I'm going to take off the mask. Because blowing with the mask is a hefsek. And it is allowed to blow with a hefsek between the lips and the mouth. And since Alan just got on, that is it's a famous Avnei Nezer that says it's not a din of hefsek, it's a din that the lips have to actually touch the shofar. So you can't blow with it. Can you put a mask on top? So that depends on whether it changes the call. One can't put anything on the shofar that would change the call. So if you're convinced it doesn't change the call, then you'd be allowed to put a mask on top. But if it in any way would change the call, that would possibly Tkia. So therefore, that's why our approach is going to be to blow outside. We're blowing it. So if one is in a tent without walls, someone will step outside of the tent and blow. If one is inside a tent with walls, so then we'll also work it out that you can step outside of the walls. And if we're inside the building, then we will have then one will blow in a separate room adjacent to the room where the tzibur is in. Eric just came in. Eric mentioned this, I think, the first week of July. Eric had just come from a meeting that there was a concern that if the Baal Tekeya would have the virus, Rahman al-Islam, so then he would be a super spreader. So that was the first week of July. I was hoping that by the time we would come to El, to Yom Nerom, we'd have different cheshbonos, but hasn't proven that way. So that's the first idea that we have to keep in mind. Let's run through the Tkiah Shofar and the points in it as we go along. If there are any questions, then we'll raise them. The Baal Tekeya, what are the kavanos the Baal Tekeya is supposed to have? So before he blows Shofar, he can have a lot of good kavanos. Before he blows the Shofar, we can think about that there are 11 different kavanos. Most of the machzerim have the 11 kavanos. So while you're thinking about the shofar in advance, so then we can think about that the shofar is being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're coronating the king. You can think about that ha'itoka shofar be'ir v'amle yechrod, that it awakens people up to do tshuva. We can think about that it's the shofar reminds of the shofar shel Mashiach. We can think about that the shofar reminds the Rabbonu shel Olam of the shofar of the Akedah. We can think about that the shofar, we're told, moves the Kadosh Baruch Hu from the Kisei Adin to the Kisei Rachamim. So there are many good kavanos. But while one's blowing the shofar, so then one's supposed to think about having good tekiyas, good truths, good shvar. Right? That a person is that talented that his mind can work on several levels and he can try. But the first is a classic story of the Hasidic Rebbe who was interviewing upcoming aspiring Baalei Tekeya for the Hasidim. So the first one was an enormous Talmid Chacham, and the second one was also a Yedei Sefer, and the third one was a very positive person. And the Rebbe picked the third person. So the Talmidim said to the Rebbe, "Don't get it. They're all wonderful Jews, but the third Jew was a very rank and file chassid. The first one was a tremendous lamdan." So the Rebbe said, "I asked each one what they have in mind when they're going to go blow shofar. The first one told me Soidei Satira. The second one told me Nigla. And the third one said, I just hope I'm going to get a good tekiya and a good shvar and a good teruah." He says, "That's the one that I need. That's the Baal Tekeya I need." So when one's blowing shofar, it's... Now, the shofar is, as a Baalei Tekeya know, an aspiring Baalei Tekeya learn, is an instrument over which you don't have that much control. In other words, the professional musicians with the flutes, with all the different wind instruments, so they have so many different ways of controlling the shofar. The shofar you really have, it's the horn, the lips, and siyata d'shmaya. And sometimes you practice a lot. And the main reason for practicing is because the more practice, the more siyata d'shmaya you'll have. And Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that this Jew practiced so much, he'll give him the siyata d'shmaya he needs for the tekiyas. But everybody knows, every Baal Tekeya knows that blowing shofar during Elul, not a problem. It goes smooth. It's when you get close to Yom Rosh Hashanah that it begins to get a little more difficult. But the halacha is that the tekiyas, all tekiyas are good, we'll explain in a moment. So the first thing you have in mind is that the Baal Tekeya is fulfilling the obligation of shofar together with the tzibur. In other words, that it's not at all clear in halacha whether the Baal Tekeya is blowing on behalf of the tzibur. They should all be blowing shofar themselves. They can't do it, so he's blowing on their behalf. Or he's creating a sound which they have to hear. All right. So we don't know exactly, precisely what the lomdus is. But we do know that if we blow shofar, and we have in mind that the tzibur is going to be yotze with our tekiyas, that's good. So we have in mind every Jew, everybody who can hear, should have in mind that you have in mind that you will be motzi them with your tekiyas. And there's a Jew that you don't like in the tzibur, and you have in mind every Jew except for that particular Jew, So then the whole deal's off. Then halacha is that no one is yaitza. So you have to, at the end, is, if it's Jew you don't particularly like, you have to be mezgaber and be invited to him as well. And the same thing is, he's muted. So the,
if there's only one person I don't like in my minion, it's a very good minion.
So that's the, and the tzibur is told to have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah with the tkiyas of the Baal Pekeya. The similarly with the reciting of the brachos, the tzibur, the Baal Pekeya is in mind to be motzi the tzibur with the bracha. That's very clear. That every Jew should say his own bracha. But when we say Berav Amar Hadras Melech, the Baal Pekeya makes the bracha for every member of the tzibur, and the tzibur is in mind to be yotze with the Baal Pekeya this year. We're only blowing 1 second a Yom Tov, so there's really no question about the Shechiyonu. Your wives do not have to buy you a new shirt this year, but they do. So it's a good thing anyways. So and to the Shechiyonu, it's the first time we're blowing Shofar, even though it's a Tkiya Shofar de Rabbanon, but it is the Tkiya Shofar of Tov Shin Hey Aleph. And when we blow shofar, we have in mind that our bracha is going to attach itself to all of the tkiyas going forward. And for that reason, it is we instruct people not to interrupt the from the beginning of the blowing of the shofar till the shofar is at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei and even beyond. So that the shofar, now if one has to interrupt in order to be able to mekayem the mitzvah, for example, the shofar, you need to get another shofar, humming the shofar, that's not called a hefsek. But because of the concern for hefsek, so the more common minhag of Klal Yisrael nowadays is not to say anything in between the sounding of the shofar. They go from tashrat, tirat, to tashrat. At the same time, it's important to announce that if somebody comes in late and misses the shofars, to just stick it out, and whatever they hear, have in mind to be yotze. If one misses the bracha, one is still mekayem the mitzvah. And if one hears most of the shofars, so one will explain a moment, be mekayem the mitzvah. So even if a person misses the beginning, they will probably be mekayem all the mitzvahs by the time the davening is over. All right, so now we have three sets of tkiyah shofar. The first is called the Tkiyas de Miyushav, because the first is not in the Shemoneh Esrei. And technically speaking, we could all be seated for the first sounding of the first 30 blasts. So that's what's called Tkiyas de Miyushav. We have the Minog to stand. And the Tkiyas in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei are called the Tkiyas de Me'umar, because it's a part of Shemoneh Esrei. They have to be, you have to stand for them. But our Minog is to stand for all of them. And the halacha is that if a person, the din de eraisa, and in this year, the ikir din de rabbanon is to hear a tekiyah and a teruah and a tekiyah and hear that three times. Tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah. Three times. That's nine kailas. The Gemara says if you heard a tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah, the course of the entire Yom Tov, the course of the day, mekayem the mitzvah de eraisa. However, because we have a question as to what the teruah is, we know the truah is some kind of a crying sound. We don't know if the truah is a bleeding sound, to bleat, or whether the truah is a worried sound. So therefore, we do both. The tkiyah, truah, tkiyah is person crying. And the tkiyah, shvarim, is supposed to be the adaiga, person's worried. And the tekiyah, shvarm, true tekiyah is because it's the third kind of a way a person cries, the way a person begins with his daiga, he begins worrying, and then when he realizes how big a problem he has, then he begins to cry, begins to weep. So since there is a machlokes as to whether the truah is what we call a truah, or whether the truah is what we call a shvarim, or whether the truah is a shvarm truah, so we do all three possibilities. There is a very interesting machlekes amongst the Rishonim, and that is that this presentation was the Rambam's presentation. According to the Rambam's presentation, only one is the correct set when it's either Yost and Mitzvah with the Tashat or with the Tarat or with the Tashrat. But according to the Gaonim, we are Yotzei the Mitzvah with all of them. In other words, there are different Hogim, and each minig is acceptable. So what happened on Rosh Hashanah that we're so machmir that we do everything? We couldn't be machmir the Safek. We had to do a Tashrat, a Tarat, a Tarat. Usually we determine the Safek. We figure it out. We paskin. Over here, Klal Yisrael does all different, every different possibility. So the answer probably is that either that's what the Gaonim are saying, that each one is a different minhag, and we want to do all the minhagim of Klal Yisrael, or that since one of the major themes of Shofar is to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to coronate the king, so it's not such a good sovereignty if it's a ragtag sovereignty, if everybody has a different anthem. So it doesn't sound like it's not a very good malchus. But so if every group has their own anthem. So therefore, Klal Yisrael said that Vayhi Vishurin Melech Misasei for Rosh Hashanah. So one of the things we do for Rosh Hashanah is we get all of the, as much as possible, we bring Klal Yisrael together, so we are presented to Kadosh Baruch Hu and coronate him with a national anthem. So the Baal Tekeya begins, and the first one has to work out with the Makri whether the Makri is going to say Tekeya or whether the Baal Tekeya is going to go on his own and just blow the first Tekeya. The more common minig is that the Makri says Tekeya. That's the more common minhag. Some don't like doing that because they think it might be a hefsek, but the more common, and that could be worked out between the Makri and the Baal Tekeya. The one thing that the Makri waits for the wink of the Baal Tekeya, because the Baal Tekeya is trying to find the spot in the lips. So, and gets people nervous if he says Tekeya, and the Baal Tekeya is still trying to find the sweet spot, so everybody gets nervous. So therefore, the Baal Tekeya does the initial introductions, the psukim, and then the Baal Tekeya will often say tefillah quietly, and then the Baal Tekeya turns to the Makri, gives him the wink, and the Makri will say Tekeya, and then the Baal Tekeya sounds the Tekeya. There are situations where the Baal Tekeya will say, I'll start things off. I'll do the first Tekeya. It's my minhag. Fine. So then the Makri knows that he just begins with Shvarim. So this year, I think that the Makri, that's a good question, the Makri will not be standing right next to the Baal Tekeya. There will be a distance between the Makri and the Baal Tekeya. So, but I think that I think it should work out. So that will cause one slight issue, and that is what happens if the Baal Tekeya decides I want to go over one of my sounds, and the Makri, how does he inform the Makri? So that will have to have like a hand signal, right? If the Baal Tekeya says I want to do a better Tekeya, it's a kosher Tekeya. I'm going to get the spot. I'm going to bet it's Shvarim, whatever. Or the Baal Tekeya disagrees with the Makri. So then the Baal Tekeya will tell the Makri to hold on, or the Eretz Yisrael Tekeya, right? And then that'll tell the Makri no new calls until the Baal Tekeya gives him the signal, or the Baal Tekeya sounds the next call. All right. So that'll be the Tekeya now. When it comes to Shvarim Truah, there's a machlekes as to whether the Shvarim Truah was one long sound or whether it's two separate sounds. Do we separate it with a neshima, with a breath? And in fact, the halacha is that every sound has to be separated with a neshima. And it's tekiya, neshima. Shvarim, the three Shvarim is one neshima, one breath, and then neshima. Now, the minhag of the Mishnah Berurah, we're just finishing up the yartzeit of the Mishnah Berurah, so we'll pass the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah holds that one doesn't have to actually breathe in for a neshima. So tekiya, what the Mishnah Berurah says, tekiya is stop, the amount of time it takes to breathe, which is not a problem, because the makri has to end with a shvar. So tekiya, makri, then Shvarim Teruah, Makri, Tkiya, where it's perfectly clear the Mishnah Berurah. Now to the Alter Rebbe, the Lubavitch Rebbe, the Lubavitch, they actually breathe in between every single Tkiya, everything will say. And again, if that's a person's practice, then we can accept it. The Chazanish was the exact opposite. The Chazanish held that it was a very, very slight moment in between the different sets. We'll go to the Mishnah Berurah, and that is Tekiya. Stop for a second, and it works out, because as the Makri tells you, you have your Neshiva. However, Shvarim Truah, there's a Machlaikis, whether it's Shvarim Truah, in other words, is it do, pause, and then do, or is it do. That's the Machlaikis, Shtei Neshimas or one Neshima. The Rama Paskins, that two Neshimas, we always do Shever, and then Truah. However, in the post-Rama, the probably 20th century, so the Rama was a little bit overruled. And the practice in most communities is to try to do both. That the first set, one does a Shvarim Truah, the same breath, and the second Shvarim Truah are separated by breath. So again, if a Baal Tekiya has always followed the Rama Shita, he should follow the Rama Shita this year also. He should just tell the Baal Tekiya, we are doing Shvarim Truahs, separate breaths all the way through, because the Rama Paskins, we are Yotze that way, and the Rama even says one should not change. However, things do change, and the comment, if a person is, if a Baal Tekiya is flexible and can do a Shvarim Paz Truah or a Shvarim Truah, so then our preference is, and we'll have a sheet that will indicate this, that it'll be a Shvarim, that the first time is Shvarim Truah. So, and the Makar will say Shvarim Truah, and that'll be the Simon, then it's Shever, ta 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 ta. And the second set, the Makar will say Shvarim Truah, and then that'll tell the mind about the Keya, two Neshimas. Yeah.
Two, three. Well, Barry has it all typed out. We'll recirculate it again.
Yeah.
I guess my other question was, if the Baal Tekiya does it the wrong way, does it matter? If it was supposed to be in Shema Alfas and they do it in two, does it matter?
No. In fact, the Minhag Ashkenaz is two Neshimos. So if the Baal Tekiya ends up doing all Shtei Neshimos, not a problem. If the Baal Tekiya will end up doing some of them Bineshima Achas, then I think we will also be Yotzei. And certainly, just to highlight this point, that because we do so many soundings of the Shofar, there is a built-in cushion, a huge built-in cushion. Why is that? Because the Din D'oraisa, according to Gaonim, once you've heard Tekiya Shvarim Truah Tekiya, one set, I mean, one tashrat, according to Gaonim, Yotze the mitzvah. After that, it's all further drabonans. And according to the Rambam, once you've heard a tashrat, tarat, tashat, then you're Yotze the mitzvah, and the rest are drabonans. So this year, they're double drabonans, so to speak. So by the end of the day, it's very hard not to be Yotze. You have to almost be a London not to get the mitzvah because we blow so many times. We blow 100 kolos. Right? That's our common practice. How do we get 100 kolos? Because Chazal wanted us to blow the shofar wrapped around the Shmoneh Esrei. Chazal wanted us to blow shofar for Malchias, shofar for Zechroinis, shofar for shofars, because the Gemara says in the Rosh Hashanah that that Kadosh Baruch Hu says Tikul Befonai Kedei Imul Befonai Malchias Kedei Shetal Nichuni Alechem Imul Befonai Zechroines Kedei Shetal Zechroinechem Lefonai Latoim Ubameh BaShofer. So the Ritva says that the Shofer is part of the Tefillah of all of Ashrei Nesrei. That was what is one of the ideas that Rabbi Soloveitchik crystallized, and then it was discussed by many, and it's one finds it before the Rav in the writings of Yerucham, and one finds it in Hasidic writings as well. It's an interesting idea where the Litvish world and the Hasidic world came from the same idea, and then a Shreif is a form of Tefillah. So the Litvish world came to the conclusion because it's the middle Shmoneh Esrei. It's got to be a part of Tefillah. One doesn't do mitzvahs in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei unless it's part of Tefillah. Birchas Kohanim is a part of Tefillah. So if it's in the middle of Tefillah, it must be part of, and the Rav and other Raya as well, but that's the clearest Raya. And the Hasidic approach is that it is that when a person is really lost and does not know, cannot articulate one's thoughts, so then we're just, the person's lost in the forest, it doesn't matter what you say, whether you just yell, scream, or whether you say, I'm lost, save me, get me, doesn't matter. It's just the shry. So, but to say mahalach is a form of tefillah. So that's why the Chazal initially wrapped the Shmoneh Esrei around the tefillah. However, when the Romans were prohibiting us from blowing shofar, so they and we used to blow shofar in shacharis, right? It's a very strange thing to have the major themes of the day in Musaf. It's supposed to be in shacharis. But Muslims are just supposed to be the Karbonites. So the Romans prohibited us from blowing shofar. Probably thought it was a call to arms. So they said they posted soldiers around every tefillah. In our terms, it'd be in the shul, in the backyard of the shul, in the tents, in all the backyards. And post, and then we dive in shacharis, and we finish shacharis. No shofar, no call to arms. They were convinced that it was a prayer service and that it wasn't a call to arms. So that's what Chazal said. So blow shofar by Musaf. And they moved Malchias, Zechroinus, and Shofaris, and they moved it to Musaf, right? And so that's how we have our shacharis is a pared down shacharis. And our Musaf is the central part of the davening. But once the Romans left, so the Jews felt so excited that they could blow shofar, they didn't want to wait till the Shmoneh Esrei. They didn't want to wait for the drasha. That's really why the Romans left. Here there was a drasha coming. So once the Jews said you can blow shofar, so they grabbed the shofar. We're not going to wait for the Malchus and Chodesh and shofars. We're going to blow shofar right now. Okay, then they raisa. And that's what the Gemara says. It's ma'arvim as a satan. It confuses the sun because we show because we're such a chavivus. You can't even wait another. How long is the Shul Shmoneh Esrei? 10 minutes? 20 minutes? No. So he couldn't wait 20 minutes to begin Kiyah Shofar, and then they have to start the Chazar Shashatz and Kedushin. So a little longer, 40 minutes, 50 minutes. So they couldn't wait. So that is ma'agivus asotam. That was the chavivus hamitzah. It's one of the pshatim. So we blow Shofar now. As soon as we can, before we do the, we maintain that minhag, and that is the chavivas for the shofar. And that's where mekayim, the ikar mitzvah. And then we blow shofar again, and then after we finish Shmoneh Esrei, so then there's a minhag to blow 100 kailos to remind ourselves of the mourning, the cries, the tears of Sisra's mother. Why Sisra's mother? That's a whole drasha, not for now. So by the time we finish, the davening, probably go home. So we've done 100 kailos. Then we needed 9 kailos. All right. We are sofek, so we needed 30 kailos. So we have a cushion of 60 kailos. So that's why, but you have to be an alumni. Not to be able to be mekayim the ikar mitzvah of 9 kailos. So we have. So now we're at the beginning. We did the tashrat. First time round, if we can, we do it bin Hashiva achas, and then we do the tashat, and then we do the tarat. Now the most difficult part of this whole discussion now is the what ifs. What if it doesn't go so well? What doesn't? So I once had a. One time when I was blowing shofar, I had a difficult kiyah shofar. So a very precious Jew came over to me and said, I felt terrible. Didn't go so well. You know, you like to have the Balitakeh, they step up there, Kanakradik. Don't miss a shefer, goes bang, 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 bang. Okay. And sometimes it doesn't go so well. It's a lot of pressure on the wives. The wives, they are schwitzing. The wives of the Balitakeh, they need the chizuk because their husbands are down there. What can they do? So once it didn't go so well, so Professor Drew came over to me and said to me, this was a shofar like I remember as a kid. Because when I was a kid, the older Rebbe would build a shofar. And the Rebbe was already in his 70s. It wasn't easy. It didn't go so smooth. And it took a while till they got the tekiyas out. But that was the Rebbe's tekiyas, the Rebbe's shofar. So until now, every year it went bang, 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 bang. I thought that was like a kid blowing shofar. Now it sounded like a Rebbe and Rebbe Shetkiyas. So that's going to make me feel good. So you have to keep in mind, it doesn't sound so good. That's the holy Tkiyas of the holy Rebbe. So what is it when it doesn't go so good? So again, everything goes smooth. What we try to do is, let's say the Baal Tekeah, he gets stuck in getting the sound out. So the advice is the Baal Tekeah, just keep on going. Don't stop. Because if you have trouble getting the key out, you go toot, 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 and finally get, so it doesn't matter because that's called Mis'asik Mekarlis. That means the first two sounds, they didn't count. You could do a Tekeah Gavaldik. And then you have a Shvarm Truva, Tekeah Suganated. And then you're studying the third Tekeah, and now the ante's up because if you miss this, you have to go back to the first tekiah, right? So now you're doing the third tekiah, and then you go, doesn't come out, but then you finally get it out, it's a gavaldik tekiah. You miss asif tekiah. However, if the baal tekiah stops, he does the tekiah, he does the shvarim teruah, and then he's trying to get it out, and he gets exasperated, and he stops. So then he messed up that set. Because then what you have is the tekiah shvarim truah tekiah, tekiah shvarim truah, and now you got some truas. You don't need truas now. Maybe a few shvarim, you don't need them now. So that messed up that tekiah shvarim truah tekiah. Right? This is not, again, I'm trying to make it sort of a little bit easier. There are all sorts of ramifications, and there are shitas with everything, but this makes it easier. All right, David. And stopping is, If you reposition the shofar, take another breath, right? If you go, that's all good. You didn't stop. But if you go, then if you remove the lips, you reposition it, then those first few bleats become the curlers that shouldn't be there, right? So that the only time you have to go over is if you have a coil that shouldn't be there, right? In other words, if you do a tekiah, if it's supposed to be a shvarim, and the malach down the way, and you heard shvarim, you're going truas, that messes it up, right? Because it's supposed to be a truah now, there's shvarim. So that the only way it can go wrong is if you give the wrong sound when it's not necessary. And so you do, so once you've done, if you do too many shevers, it's still good. You can never have too many truas. Also, not a problem. So that's why the advice to Bali Tekia is if you're having trouble, keep on going. See if you get it. Right? And kol akolas kshevus. Right? That means it doesn't matter if it's a, right? Or it's, that's a bit, that's really shvach. That I would be happy with. But, doesn't matter whether it's a your shofar always produced high tones, and all of a sudden it's Rosh Hashanah morning, you're getting these low tones out. No, okay, still perfect. Doesn't matter low, high, a little bit. What the Chazanim say with their hearts with the hazelach. So that's they're all good. They're all good as long as it's your breath and the shofar. It's a good sound. If one and even we are makel, even if it. If there's a change in pitch. In other words, you do a tekiah and it changes pitch in the middle, so we're makel on that. There are places that are more machmer on it, but there are, I wouldn't say communities or individuals. They sing the Shul Leib Diskin, would spend the whole afternoon on Rosh Hashanah listening to Bali Tekiah. He would exhaust them till he got all the ones that he wanted. But after the meal, till Mincha time, he would listen to Bali Tekiah. I'm sure it was a big schuss to blow for their Shul Leib Diskin, but he would, what do you say, they'd burn out. Others would come to finish up the Tekiah that he wanted. So now we've done the Tashra.
Is the Rav entertaining questions in the middle, or should I wait to the end?
No, go ahead.
I just have a question. If the Baal Tekiah does a good Tekiah, and he does a good Shvarim Terua, and then he can't get out that Tekiah, and he blows it, then we have to go back to the beginning of the line, Tekiah Shvar, right?
Correct. Being the line, but not the set.
Right.
Just being the line.
Just the line.
Once you've done it, yeah, correct. Just the line. Okay. Once you've done a Tekiah, true Tekiah, sealed, it's good. Send in. Tekiah Shvar, once you've done the two Tekiahs, it's done. But in the middle of it said, the worst you have to do is go back to a Tekiah.
And Tekiah. That, right.
Let's say a person has a Tekiah and the Shvarim, if he messes the Shvarim, he almost always have to go back and do the Tekiah again. It's hard to imagine that he wouldn't not have to go back to the Tekiah.
Sorry, my audio cut out before. But for Midasik Bekolos, it's as long as it's Nishima Achas, then it's no matter what, as long as it takes?
Okay. Right. As long as you haven't moved the sheaf away from the lips, you haven't taken a new breath, that's still Midasik Bekolos. And that's really what the Makri. Now, the other aspect, the Makri is doing three things. One is he is allowing the Baal Tekiah just to focus on sound by sound by sound. They just give me the sound and go with it, right? The next in the Makri is doing is he's calling this situation, if he thinks it was a bad Tekiah, a bad Shvarim Terua, he thinks that that the Baal Tekiah, when he did a Tekiah, then he couldn't get the Shevrat, so it became a true, then a Shevrat, right, and he has to go over it again. So the next thing with the Makri is looking at is the timing. Now the timing, it should be the following. Every Baal Tekiah and every Shofar, they define their own units. There's no standard units for this. Baal Tekiah, Shofar, that's, and you. And you do your Terua, and you do 20 Teruas, and they tell you how long it took. So now you know, you divide your timing by 20. That's your unit. That's your Teruma. It's a different word. We call it a trumitan. So you figure out what is the shortest possible unit you can get out of your shofar. And that's the trumit. The teruah is 9 of them. The shvarim is 9 of them divided up into 3. So it's 3 trumits. And the tekiah is however long the sound in between is. So for the tarat, the tekiah is 9 units long, and the teruah is 9 units long, but the teruah is 9 broken up units, and the tekiah is 1 straight unit. And for a tashat, a tekiah, shvarim tekiah, so the shever is 3 units, 3 blasts, each one of 3 units, and the tekiah is also 9. For the tashrat, so your teruah is 18 units, 3 and 9 truas and 9 with the shvarim. So your tekiah should be 18 units. The tekiah can be longer. The common practice make it a little bit longer. And sometimes Bali tekiah actually time themselves down to the second. I'm not sure that's necessary. The Makri has to get a sense of it. And you'll know yourself, I think usually a tekiah of a tashat is usually less than 2 seconds. No, that's how it usually goes. And for a tashrat is 4 seconds, that's the zone. But the Makri should not necessarily be looking at his watch. He should be thinking truos, right? In other words, he knows how long the trua is. And when he hears the tekiya, he hears nine truas. That's it. The Baal Tekiya can go longer. And many Baal Tekiya like to go longer because that way they for sure get it in. But that's the, and for the tekiya of a tekiya, shvarm to a tekiya, so that's going to be 18 units long. So that's what the makri is lifting the timing right now. Again, in a year like this, any year we have such a cushion, so it's important that makri doesn't drive the Baal Tekiya crazy, because the Baal Tekiya held a certain amount of strength. So if a makri wants to be machmer, he says, then at the end of the davening, he can say, I wasn't sure about one Tashrat. Okay, do it then. But if the makri thinks it's probably good, just a little bit of suffix, keep it, because the tzimah is going to be yaitzeh. They're going to hear nine tashrats. They only have to hear three tashrats. And if the makri is a suffix at the very end, okay, so he asked about the keya. If the makri is sure it's a problem, so they go right away. Here's a suffix, chances are it's not a problem. And then only drive the Baal Tekiya crazy at the end of davening, when he already is, he's on the borrowed time. And by borrowed time, I mean when he's doing the Pi and the Sisrei. That's the meaning anyways. In fact, in certain communities this year, where they only have one place for davening and they have to use that place over and over again, so they're not going to do the last 30. The last 30 are very much dispensable, because they are, again, a minug to remind us of the Pi, the Aim Sisra.
How did you figure out the unit again? Because you cut out a little bit the exact unit is
every Baal Tekiya, the unit is how long every individual trua should be. So it's impossible to measure a trua. So you have somebody listen to you with a watch, and then you go on for 5 seconds, and they count 5 seconds, and how many, you go on for 3 seconds, and they will know that you did 60 truas or whatever. So then they'll define the unit for the Baal Tekiya.
Okay.
Right now, the makri may not know but you can tell the makri, this is my, either the makri will just listen, and you'll hear right away that the tekiya is 9 units after you've done your first tashrat. Or you'll tell the makri, by the way, I like to do my tekiyas around. You'll tell them, I practiced. I know my tekiyas of the tarat and tashrat are 2 seconds. My tekiyas of the tashrat are 4 seconds. Less than 2 seconds, tell me to go over again, more than whatever. And a tekiya gadayla, there's also a minhag. So if it's one trumit longer than what's required, that's it. Then an 18 unit, then it's good enough. I mean, the tekiya gadol is always after the tarat, so then it's good. Tzvi?
Yeah. So the tekiya at the end of tashrat.
Yeah.
If it's not the same length of the shvarim truah, let's say he blow, it's a good blow for about 2 units, and then he loses it.
Yeah.
Is 2 seconds adequate? Or does he just have to repeat the tekiya, or does he have to go all the way back to the beginning of the set?
So if the Baal Tekiya says that I need, let's say, a 3 second tekiya for my tashrats, 3.5 seconds, the first 2 seconds go perfect. And then it depends what happens in the last second. If he can't get it out, it becomes a non-kol, right? It's a non-kol, yeah. Then he has to go over. But if he gets something out of it, he gets something out of the shayim, that's going to be a good call. Kol ha-kol is kcheres.
Oh.
Right? That's what we pass. That's the minhag Ashkenaz, is that a change in pitch, we pass, is not a new coil. It's machlokes v'shoinim, whether a change in pitch. So there is now the next step, advanced shayfers, is that there is a chumra that was very widely accepted in the Eastern European world. Go back to machlokes v'shoinim, and that is, how can I make sure that my shever is not confused with the tekiya? So the simple answer is because my Sheva is 3 units and my Tekiah is 9 units. But there is a sheet of Rashi that a Tekiah can even be less than 9 units. A Tekiah could be 3 units plus a little bit. That was Rashi Shita. So most the Rishonim, we don't follow Rashi. But there was a movement to try to be machmir for Rashi Shita. So how can you make your tekiah different than your shever? Your tekiah is going to be your shever is 3 units according to Rashi. It's a tekiah. If Rashi was a shul, he would say, "What's going on over here? It sounds like a very long tekiah, and then 3 short tekiahs, and another tekiah." So in order to accommodate Rashi, Rashi is Rabban Shlomo Yisrael. We live with Rashi. So he couldn't read a black above that Rashi. So we want to accommodate Rashi. Rashi should be Yetzir that Tekiahs. So interestingly enough, the Minhag Ashkenaz did not at all accommodate Rashi. Not at all. The Minhag Ashkenaz is your Tekiahs are flat Tekiahs and your Shvarim are flat Shvarim. The Eastern European world wanted to accommodate Rashi. So therefore they developed the hooked Shvarim, where the shever actually sounds like a moan, like a daiga, right? And in fact, the Ramban is one who records this, that a hooked shever goes, aha, aha. There are different ways of doing it. Some do some begin a little bit higher and drop it, but it's a two pitch, at least a two pitch. So again, if a Baal Tekiah has had the minhag of blowing Western European shvarim, I certainly am happy that that's what I grew up with. We had a Yekesh Baal Tekiah when I grew up, so I never even heard an Eastern European shever until I came to Yeshiva. So one should not try new things for a shofar so close to to Rosh Hashanah. Certainly that. But if one is able to do a hooked shever, so then our practice here is to do hooked shvarim for the first 2 sets, and then to do flat shvarim for the very last set. Because why? Because the Ritva says that a hooked shever is not good. The Ritva says that a hooked shever is. He holds that a drop in cadence is a new coil. So he holds that a hooked shever is a bunch of truas. So our practice is that if we can, then for the first 2 sets to do flat, to do hooked shvarim, and the last set to do flat shvarim. Right. What else did we discuss?
And what about in Tashrat? Do you have to do that also?
If you can, but again, we're in the Chumra land of it. These are Chumras, not
more just in the Tashrat.
No, but to be consistent, I would do the Tashrat also.
Okay.
But again, it's beyond the call of duty. No. That's Baal Tekiah abuse. They're making a back of that.
But a lot of this has to do with the Baal Tekiah, not the Makra.
The Makri's jobs are initially to announce and remind people that they should be Yotze. And then the timing. And if there is a reason for going over a sound, and that would be if it's the wrong sound at the wrong time.
So can you leave your number? We'll call you.
Well, after I'm around, I'll tell you where. I know where I'll be. I'll tell you where I'll be.
Everything. Jackie, just have security radio over.
Everything's a Zoom.
Just remember, you have a big cushion. You have 60 kilos cushion, right, Eric? Oh, this year, I'm taking a pass on that question. Every year we have a question, how did the last 40? Do we do all 40 in the Shemoneh Esrei, or do 30 and 10? So this year we're going to do all 40 after Kaddish Eskavo. In case there's a Jew who is chalashing with the masks, and he can't take it anymore, so He can go home after Yom Tam Tzeinu. He can go after Kanishas Kabel. So he doesn't listen to the last, he doesn't hear 30 more Kailas. Not a problem. So we're going to do, we're going to say the Kanishas Kabel without breaks. After the Kabel, then we'll do all 40 Kailas. No, if those, and most people will say, but there are people who be very uncomfortable in masks. No. It's, then you'll get into machlokes. Better to keep it one nusach. I mean, v'sikin is at a different time, so v'sikin wants to do it that way. Where's v'sikin? Where are you blowing check v'sikin? In another room next to the. Okay. Good. No, I've written up. What do I have in there? Thirty in Kanish. There we go. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna get it. I tried to work it out last year.
Rav, in the unlikely event that there needs to be a change in the middle to the tekiah, did the Rav go over that? I joined a little late. I apologize if that was discussed.
If the two possibilities, if the shofar stops working, okay, so then you pick up another shofar, not a problem. And many Bali tekiah keep a second shofar in front of them, so that if they have to switch, it's right there. And have that in mind initially. What happens if the Baal Tekeya can't anymore? So then the only time that it becomes even a shayla is if the first Baal Tekeya says the brachas, and the brachas go gavaldik, but the tekeya, he can't get the first tekeya. What's happened to me? So then, even then, the Baal Tekeya had in mind that we're all in this together. So in all these situations, certainly about the K was in the room from the beginning, he just steps up and starts sounding it, takes over.
What's the benefit of doing all 40 at the end after Kaddish versus?
If there's a Jew who just can't handle the masks anymore, he's chalishing with the masks. He can go home.
So you want to let him finish the Kaddish, and then he can go.
He uses the Skabel, and he goes. Yeah.
That's highly. Now we have Rachmanis.
That's what it means. The Shevet goes to the Minas Adin, the Minas Aracham. The last 30 Carlos. Go ahead. Oh. No, you wouldn't begin if wherever they're holding.
No, I'm saying like the person that we didn't start was the notion hours. Somebody didn't feel well, so they just didn't show up, okay?
No, so, yeah, so then.
The other thing is that you do it on the first 30 there.
So in that situation, when a Baal Tekeya has made the brachos, and he's now blowing for another group, so the general practice that the Mishnah Berurah prefers is that one of the people that you're blowing, for whom you are blowing, says the brachos. Right? Let's say Baal Tekeya visits a person and blows shofar for them. So the Baal Tekeya could make the bracha, no question. There's a preference for one of the listeners to make the bracha. If the listeners are uncomfortable making the bracha, Baal Tekeya makes the bracha. Now, Arya's case was where there's a tzibur who needs the Baal Tekeya again. In other words, when somebody got called away, so you finish blowing, and the backyard, a few places down, needs a Baal Tekeya. So now the Baal Tekeya parachutes there. He's made the brachas already. The tzibur hasn't made the brachas yet. So then many postmen say he shouldn't change things for the tzibur. But the tzibur left the Baal Tekeya, they should have it normal. So the Baal Tekeya would make the brachas again. But we should add in And it ends when he comes back. We'll tell him we should add another line of instructions this year. And that is that when the Baal Tekeh makes the bracha and the listeners hear the bracha, if they hear a shofar from some other backyard, they have to have in mind that they are not being yaitzeh with that sound. This year, it is going outside. So it's conceivable that I'll hear a tekiah, shvarm, true tekiah, and then I'll hear somebody else's tekiah of a tarat, and that'll be a hefsek for me. So you have to have in mind that only the tekiahs of this particular makri, that's an added job for the makri this year, because he's going to focus the tzibur, and therefore if they hear a sound and there was no makri, they don't know, that's not my, I'm not yaitzeh with that. That could be a hefsek. So I have to hand that in instruction. It could be, it could happen, yeah. But yeah, so I don't think it'll happen because the Beis HaMedrash is blowing in the Newbridge side. So maybe we'll go from there instead, we'll see. Yeah. Okay, you can have the...
But the Baal Tekeh doesn't have you in mind anyway, so why would you be Yotze?
The tzibur should have that. Well, the tzibur has to have in mind that they are not yotzei.
Well, the Baal Tekeh has to have in mind to be yotzei, but someone who's in a different minion, who's blowing to somebody else, doesn't even know who you are.
Yeah. So, but the Baal Tekeh is instructed to have anybody in mind who wants to be yotzei. Let's say you're blowing, and there's a person huffing and puffing in the front yard. You haven't seen them yet, right? There's a woman coming with three kids. So you want her to be yaitzeh also. So you have in mind, whoever hears my tekiahs is yaitzeh. All right. Yeah, okay. Okay. It's conceivable. I think it will be okay. But I don't have to add that in. Oh, because I'm assuming that they don't want to leave before Kaddish Kavod. That's my assumption. The total of 100 kolos is a very hard minhag to track. Kaddish Kavod is at the end of davening, right? But the X to pick up the 100 kolos, we find it in Tosfos, and it's quoted. But in my mind, the reason that it became popular is because. Probably because there was a debate whether one blows shofar during the silent Shemoneh Esrei. So probably that was makeup. Yeah. For sure. And as if that's Tzarech HaTekiah. Let's say the Baal Tekeah needs to hydrate himself, needs to make his lips a little wetty, for sure. That's the Tzarech HaTekiah. That's even without saying Kiddush. This year, I pointed out that if anybody, especially with the mass, if anybody feels that they want to drink something, that they can drink certainly till Tekiahs. And we'll be Samech on those who hold that you're not Chayiv in Kiddush till after Musa. But the Tekiah should certainly make himself strong from Tekiahs. Yeah, that's the Tzarech Tekiahs.
We're not waving tefillah for the Baal Tekeah and the Makri, correct?
We are waving tefillah. We don't really have a good way of doing tefillah.
Okay, you mean like the 4-minute shower?
Well, no, yes, the Baal Tekeah. We're suggesting for everybody to do a 4-minute shower every Yom Tov. Yeah, yeah. Huh. Yeah. Okay, so I want to thank everybody for, first of all, for getting together tonight to review the halachas. and number two for helping us, helping the tzibur mekayim the mitzvahs ki ha-shayfers, and to mekayim a mitzvah. This year it's a mitzvah drabbanan, but it's the only time we get to mekayim this mitzvah. And Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be makabel the shayfers. Chazal mesak in the same bracha, whether it's a tekiyah they rise, a tekiyah they rabbanan. We say the same. We refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shemeya kol tekiyahs. So apparently Chazal understood that even though we may not have the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have all the same assurances, but Chazal understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to the Koilis de Rabbanan also. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem Kavel, the Koilis, and so much is rioting in this year. Everybody's talking about what's going to be with the pandemic and what's the second wave and third wave and vaccinations and titers, v'chule, v'chule. So, we know that's what's happening in Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, that's what's happening, whether it's going to be a second wave, which it won't be. And will they figure out more cures? And will there be vaccination? And will the vaccination be successful? All these things are, we know, it's our davening. So, because Rosh Hashanah, Kabbal, all of our tulas. The Tabal made them. David, go ahead. This year, Tov Shin Pei Aleph, we're going to do all of the 40 kolos after Kaddish Eskabel. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. This year, there are people who find wearing the masks to be onerous and burdensome. And there are different people. Some find it very, very difficult. Sometimes the breathing could be the... So we have to make accommodations. So one accommodation is that they can come by Nishmas. So they have 45 minutes already. We have 40 minutes. And then leave 10, 20 minutes earlier to leave after Kaddish Kabbal. And then they can drink a little in between. Okay, so we're trying.
So we have one quick question. For Baal Tekiah to drink, you're allowed to drink until the first tekiah, right? In terms of just after that, you can't...
Well, I think if the Baal Tekiah needs to drink in order to get the koilis out, then he should drink after also. It's a tzarech
tekiahs. Could be like a sweet drink, or it has to be water? It doesn't matter.
I would say sure water.
Okay.
I missed the very beginning. Could you tell me about by an outside tent? Where to stand?
So I think that the Baal Tekiah will stand outside the tent. It's maybe a few feet away from outside the tent so that everybody will feel comfortable.
Does everyone have to see the Baal Tekiah?
I don't think so.
Rabbi, Ed just sent out a PDF of what to do, and I'm confused because I thought when you said the first Shvarim Teruah is in Shema Achas, did you mean the first set of nine or just the first set of three? Because this one has Neshima Achas for all three Shvarim Teruah.
The first set of three is Neshima Achas, and the second set that we say Malchus, Zechronis, and Shavras, that would be B'shtei Neshimas.
Okay. Got it. But then it goes back to in the Seder Achron, Neshima Achas.
Right. Sorry? The last Tashrat after Shmon Esrei should be with one Neshima. What was that? In the last 10. Yeah, okay, that's...
A quick question?
Yeah.
I heard the Rav mentioned it at the beginning, but I didn't hear... You said we shouldn't put a mask on top of the shofar?
You can only put a mask on top of the shofar if you are sure it does not change the sound of the shofar. So that's why this, what I'm suggesting is to be in a different place, in the, to be outside the tent, a few feet away.
Okay.
Because if it does not change the sound, it's not a problem. But I'm nervous that, because I'm not sure, let's say it muffles the sound. So that could be, it's called the sound, I think.
Thank you.
Sorry? No, so it's the, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan points out, that if you attach, the Gemara says if you attach something to the shofar, then we have to be concerned about it changing the call. But the Gemara says explicitly that Omer Achuri Beis HaKnesses, and the Baal Tekeya had him in mind. He's Yotzei. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's explicit that you don't worry about the distance muffling it. You don't worry about another building muffling it. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it probably means the doors are open. Windows, Bismana Gemara, were not, or holes. So it has to be some clear passageway. The Taz has a Chiddush, that if it's far away and it's muffled, because it's far away, Itak is like you're saying, we don't, Taz is not, we have, because this Aruch HaShulchan has such a Gevaldik Araya, so we're, the doctors, I prefer that the standing inside is better. So outside is the mechaper al kol, right? We know from the riots. Outside takes care of everything. So we know outside takes care of everything. So why should we? Why should we play around with things that may not take care of everything? No, instead of also be an inside, a minion, the Baal Tekeya will always be either in a different room or be outside of where the tzeiva is. An abundance of caution. Was that? Mr. Chelov, that's okay. If anything's not clear, please be in touch. We still got a lot of days. Rosh Hashanah. It's only Chav. Right.
Gaia.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Thanks,